can't afford gold or silver to make an idol, he is still there for you. Do you not know, have you not heard, that your God sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, dictating events from the very smallest to the very biggest? Don't you know that our Lord God is the everlasting one? Haven't you heard that he will outlast this and any tragedy, imagined or real? And that he will bring to meaning every single event that has ever taken place. He does not get tired. He does not forget. Instead, he gives strength to the weary. They will soar like angels, and they will run and not grow faint. I invite you to talk to your God and just meditate and share with him right now. We'll let this song run out. Let's just have some quiet time to remember those beautiful things and to call out to God as one you trust again. Let's just have some quiet moments together. Tragedy can crown him Lord of all, but it's not automatic. And if it doesn't happen to you automatically, fear not, because that's why we are a congregation. So to wrap up this morning, I want to take you to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, starting right there at verse 1. It says, we who are strong in our faith. Is that the right one? Oh, no, I was going to put that on the screen, what I read. We'll let that go. You can look at it in your Bibles if you want to. There we go. Okay. We who are strong in our faith ought to help the weak carry their burdens. We should not please ourselves. And if I could put my interpretation onto that, I would take you to Acts chapter 20, verse 35, where it says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Because if you keep receiving, at some point you're going to run out and there's going to be nobody to enjoy it with. There's two big soccer teams in Scotland, in Glasgow in Scotland. One is called Glasgow Rangers. The other one is Celtic. They're from the same city, but they can't get along. One has Protestant roots. One has Catholic roots. And they are fierce rivals. They both overspent. They both spent more money than they had in order to beat the other team. Rangers spent so much that they went bankrupt. Nobody could save them. There was no fan that had gazillion dollars to sort them out. They went bankrupt. They got kicked out of the league and they were sent to the bottom and they have to start all over again and make their way up. So Celtic and Rangers can't play each other in soccer anymore during the season. They used to play 3 times a year and they were the biggest games of all. And the Celtic people would come on the phone and go, ha, 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 they're gone. We are indeed supreme. But you know what? Celtic's gates went down about 20%. 20% less people came to watch Celtic because the rivalry is not there. We need others in order to even be ourselves. And if you keep taking, there comes a point when there's nothing left for you. You're standing alone with no one to compare yourself to anymore. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Or as Romans puts it here, we who are strong in our faith ought to help the weak carry their burdens. That's why we have church, so that we can rally around those whose faith has been shaken by circumstance and tragedy. Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for God himself will comfort them. Verse 2 of Romans 15, instead, we should all please other believers for their own good in order to build them up in their faith. For Christ did not please himself. Instead, as the scripture said, the insults which are hurled at you have fallen on me. You see, when Jesus came and lived for you and died for you, he took the results of any tragedy, the results of any criticism, the results of any insults, anything against you. He took that on himself. So a couple of things. That's, by the way, that's why Jesus died. It wasn't the cross. It was your pain that he took for you. So remember, you have a Savior that is with you through this pain all the step of the way, and his whole business is saving you. And number two, if you feel like insulting another one of God's children, you know what? You're adding to Christ's pain. Because if you insult and criticize another one of God's children, Christ is going to take that because that's his child. And that should make a lot of us second guess half of what we say against anybody. Verse 4, everything written in Scripture was written to teach us in order that we might have hope through patience and encouragement which the Scripture gives us. And if you've been through tragedy and hurt, you know there are two things you need in a pretty constant supply. That's patience and encouragement. By the way, encouragement without patience, very annoying. Yeah, some of you know what And patience when nothing happens, useless. But patience and encouragement, which is what happens with the body of Christ, the body of believers, can make a difference in your life. So when things go bad and you lose what you have become accustomed to, things that you have become accustomed to trusting in and trusting on and leaning on things when they're tough and those things are suddenly not there, when your parents are no longer there and you find yourself now the patriarch, the matriarch of the family, there's nobody above you to save you anymore. And now you're the one that the family looks to. When your spouse is no longer by your side, when your projected lifestyle, your future is taken away from you, when your business collapses or you've been fired from your job or your health is not what you thought it would or ought to be for all the stuff you have done. So in those circumstances, may you find hope and may you find encouragement from the Scriptures and from the body of Christ. After a crisis, you need intervention, you need healing, you need hope, and you need encouragement, and you need, therefore, the body of Christ and the Scriptures. To put it another way, you need God, and God shows up through his people and through his word. He is a good God. He knows every single thing about you. And he will not lead you halfway through pain or tragedy. He will and has promised to lead you all the way through. And some of us in this room know that because we have come through some things. And some of us in this room don't know it yet. And that is why we come together. To be truly the family of God, of which he is the Father, and his Son Jesus is the Savior. So all things shall work together for good, for those who love him, and for those who call on him, and call him God. So may God bless you and your families. May God bless us as a church, as we serve him and love him by serving and loving each other. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for being there. And in this moment, as we've shared here, be with all of these stories and the people that tell them. Be with every single person in this congregation who thought of somebody who gave so much, shared so much, and meant so much in their lives. We want to live for you. We want to be that source of hope and encouragement to those who need to hear your voice. So equip us and lead us and encourage us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.